It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Rene Montaigne is on assignment. I'm Steve Inskeep. Good morning. The presidential candidates left the stage after their second debate and returned to their long-distance attacks. John McCain is asking voters if they really know what kind of leader Barack Obama would be. Obama is working to win votes in states that Republicans have been winning for years. We begin our coverage this morning with NPR's David Greene, who is following the Obama campaign.
Obama's running mate, Joe Biden, got the early start yesterday. He was at a morning rally in Tampa, where the Major League Baseball playoffs are all the rage. Biden said Obama wished he were in Florida with him.
But after what your Devil Rays did to the Chicago White Sox,
he just couldn't do it. He just couldn't do it. The man's hurting.
Obama might be hurting over the fate of Chicago baseball, but otherwise, October's been good for him. The polls have been sliding his way in some important swing states. And yesterday, his strategy for keeping that going was clear. Keep Joe Biden on the attack, talking about how John McCain's dealt with the financial meltdown.
At 9 a.m., this is literal, on 9 a.m. on September the 15th, when everything was crashing, John McCain said, quote, "The fundamentals of the economy are strong." At 11 a.m. the same day, he said that we're in a great economic crisis. Now, that's what we Catholics call an epiphany.
Biden added this.
The problem with John's epiphany is that not that he saw the light, he saw the presidency slipping from his grasp. That's what he saw.
The dream that so many generations have fought for feels like it's slowly slipping away.
Obama was spending his day talking about the economy in Indiana, a state President Bush won twice. But Obama's decided to compete there, or at least to force McCain to spend more money there. Obama spoke about how people are struggling.
You know, back in 1980, Ronald Reagan asked the electorate whether you were better off than you were 4 years ago. At the pace things are going right now, you're going to have to ask whether you're better off than you were 4 weeks ago.
He insisted it's not time to lose faith.
I ask you to believe. Believe in yourselves. Believe in each other. Believe in the future we can build together. Because together we cannot fail. Look at this crowd here today. Black, white, Hispanic, Asian, Native American, young, old, rich, poor. We cannot fail. Not now.
At one point, Obama used the phrase, "If I'm president." His crowd wasn't pleased with the qualification.
No. I'm superstitious. If I'm president.
The if could come down to people like Heidi Stone and James Thompson, a couple I met after the event. They were listening to Obama through a fence because they arrived too late to get in.
I was raised a Republican in a house full of Kennedy haters, and I'm out here today.
Have you guys ever been to a Democratic rally before like this?
No.
First one.
I've never voted.
Never before?
Never voted.
And you're going to this time?
Yep.
So what is it about him that makes you get ready to vote for the first time?
He's of a different political cloth. He's human.
Heidi said she's had some trouble connecting with McCain.
When you have a wife worth $100 million, you're not really going to feel the pain of somebody making $16,000 a year.
I asked the couple if Obama really has any shot of winning a red state like Indiana.
Yes.
Yes.
How?
Well, if I was raised a Republican and I'm voting for him and he didn't vote, that tells you right there there's a big shift in demographics and something's going on.
I'm David Greene, NPR News, traveling with the Obama campaign.